Oh God, I love this story. This is from Right Wing Watch. Wayne Allen Root. All liberal women are ugly. Cecil, do me a favor. I know we got this up on the big board. We're going to listen. This is a SoundCloud thing. Yeah, yeah. Would you call up a picture for me of Wayne Allen Root? Okay. All right. I got to say, I'll give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
He almost pulls off that zoot suit.
No, he doesn't.
Actually, no.
He doesn't.
His teeth are really white and his eyes are too narrowly close set.
What he looks like is he looks like Gary Busey before he got into his accident. That's what he looks like. He looks like a graying Gary Busey dropping a deuce on a toilet. That's what he looks like. That's what you look like, Wayne Allen. So this is Wayne Allen Root talking about all women, all liberal women being horrifying.
They just don't know what to say. They've never met a real man before. That was the way liberals treated me at Columbia University. You know, I was a real guy's guy and a football player. And I show up at Columbia and everybody's a wussy, a liberal, spoiled brat, lucky sperm club, pussycat. That's
lucky sperm club. I've Googled that. And that, my friend, is a fun video to watch with the family. Yes. Yeah. We just put that with on repeat family. At the family.
It's just playing on the DVD by the baked beans at the buffet table. Oh, what are we watching? Oh, it's just episode 3 of Lucky Sperm Club. No big deal. Just going to play by the coleslaw.
Yeah.
That's what's in the coleslaw. Just saying. That's the secret ingredient.
That's what they all are. And they don't know how to fight. And they don't know how to argue. You know, except in weird liberal kind of ways.
Like Oxford style.
They don't know how to argue. They keep using facts and sticking to reason. It's terrible. They don't even know how to fight.
They don't even know how to fist fight each other. They don't know how to ook at a woman and beat her on the head and drag her back to their cave.
I love that this guy's like, I was a guy's guy. I was a football player. I got to Columbia and they don't know how to fight and argue. They actually know how to do those things way better. It's just that you're a fucking Neanderthal and you're so fucking obtuse. You don't know you're the odd man out because you're stupid. Yeah,
You're stupid to realize.
Right. Yeah, that you're the one who's shitty here.
And they hate anything that anyone has money, anyone who has power, anyone who owns a business. And then when you say to them, wait a minute, you're a little rich spoiled brat from Great Neck, New York.
Then how do they hate people with money? They're simultaneously rich and spoiled and hate people with money. Yeah.
And he somehow is able to build this straw man so he can kick it down here.
I'll bet your parents are rich. Your parents own a business. Yeah, they do.
That's an awesome straw man.
I like that his argument against his
hand right up their ass.
Right?
You know, it's the worst. Nobody said that. Right. Nobody says, I hate rich people. Oh, you're going to a very wealthy school, but I still hate my dad.
Right.
You know, like I find it hard to believe that people suffer from such cognitive dissonance in such large numbers.
And what do you want to do with them? I want to take all their money away too. Well, that's convenient to say.
Nobody says. No liberal. I am a liberal. I'm not saying we should take away everyone's money.
Yeah.
Nobody is saying we should take away everyone's money. That is a stupid oversimplification of like conversations about tax reform. That's what that is.
It exactly is. You're right. It's what they're saying is, they want to take away all our money. No, what we want to do is make sure that people are taxed accordingly.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
They love to call that a redistribution of wealth, right? They were to take away everyone's money. We're going to redistribute the wealth. That's not what taxes do. Taxes, first of all, don't make other people more wealthy unless we're talking about tax cuts for the wealthy.
I'm never getting wealthy off of healthcare.
You're never getting wealthy off of my taxes are lower.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm a person who doesn't have means.
Well, what they provide for the average person, if we were to say they were going to get they're going to get more taxes. Well, what does that taxes do? Well, it lowers my taxes as a person who doesn't make as much, but it also provides all of these social safety nets. Well, I don't get fucking rich on welfare.
Right.
I don't get rich because I got to go to the doctor. I don't get rich from those things.
Oh, you can't spend, so I went to the doctor dollars?
That idea of, well, you're redistributing the wealth. It's like, I'm not getting any wealth. What I'm getting is basic human needs.
Right. Yeah. You're getting some shit covered that I guess conversely, you don't have to spend your actual dollars on, but that's not the same thing as a redistribution of wealth. Guess what? If you're fucking rich, you can get taxed a little more. You're still rich.
You still
wake up rich. if I've got millions of dollars and I fucking get taxed at another 7% and I wake up tomorrow, I still have millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The fucking rich aren't going to get unrich anytime soon.
But you lived on their money for the last 18, 19, 20 years. Now that you're at Columbia University, you're living on their money still. Just live on their money because you're never going to win. So no one's ever going to take their money away, and you know it. So you're just saying that because you're a guy and there's women in the room and you want to have sex.
Whoa, are the women?
Tinder conversations got weird, man.
Right?
Fucking weird as hell.
I like that he says, like, this is basically a bullshit ploy for women. Because then the argument embedded in there is that what women can't see the basic economic truths that he's alluding to, right? That men say this, and that they're saying this to get into the pants of women, and women are just what, too stupid to understand these things?
Or that women are just like, oh, please talk about economics, sploosh. Like, like what is, like, nobody's ever been turned on by fucking, you know, trickle down economics. You know what I mean?
Nobody's ever been helped by trickle down economics.
I guess that's true.
That's all it comes down to. That was the only reason that Bill Clinton ever attended all those peacenik rallies and smoked pot.
Yeah, that's why. Not because he didn't believe in any of those things. Right? He fucking wound up going on a platform for 8 years.
In this worldview, the only people that are genuine are women.
And assholes. He's an asshole.
Yeah, but like... Yeah, right. He's genuinely an asshole. Yeah. I agree.
And he admits. He's like, yeah, no, I'm for real. And these women were for real, but they were too stupid to understand that these guys were fake.
So the only genuine, in his worldview, the only genuine liberals are women.
Yeah.
All male liberals are faking it. Sure. And they actually know better.
Yeah.
Right. And the women don't know better because they're stupid. Yeah. That's embedded in that argument. Right. The women are stupid. That's why they're liberal.
Yeah.
The men are smart enough to know that liberalism is garbage.
It's bad.
Right. But they're not genuine, sincere, and heartfelt. They're just horny.
Yeah. That's
what he's saying.
Exactly.
Here.
And they have bad body habitus. That's what he was also saying.
You can't
saying.
Even fight him in a cage.
You can't.
Even. They don't know how to fight. He said they don't know how to fight. Why does it always come back to that?
I don't know.
Why does it always come back to, I bet you can't fight me in a cage?
Yeah.
Or, like, what is that?
Peter Boghossian? I'm sorry. Wayne Allen Root?
Same diff.
These are all... You know, it's all BS is what it is. All these liberal guys, they just want to win over women and look, you know, like a proud peacock in front of women.
Oh, man, you can't imagine how much pussy you get thrown at you when you're just like, oh, well, let's give free healthcare away. It's like fucking, it's like a Frisbee. You got to dodge it. It's so fast.
I have a whole fucking coat made out of the Communist Manifestos.
Get the fuck out of here.
I fucking rap.
Instead of sending dick pics to girls, I just send a hammer and sickle.
That's what I think.
The pussy just rains on me. Rain on me. I got to pay extra for that, actually.
Because they know that liberal women want to hear this nonsense. Oh, my God. All I care about is poor people. That's all I care about is poor people.
No, but like, it's okay to care about them some.
Well, yeah.
Maybe it's not all you care about, but maybe you should care at least little. I feel like making fun about care about poor people makes you a bad person.
Maybe.
Just saying.
Yeah, I know. That's when you have to resort to making fun of someone for empathy.
I know, right?
You know, I don't do.
What kind of socially bankrupt fuck are you? Where you're just like, oh, look at me. I care about other human beings. Oh, look at me. I think murder's bad.
Oh, you can't even. What's the world coming to? You can't even rape a woman these days, right? Am I right, guys?
Jeez, I can't even rape an ugly woman. She wasn't going to get any anyway.
And then they know tonight they're going to have sex with some stupid liberal woman who's ugly in the first place, because all liberal women are.
All liberal women are ugly?
All liberal women are ugly.
Right. Scarlett Johansson,
yeah,
not an ugly woman, yeah. Extremely liberal, just saying.
Sarah Silverman.
Like all of Hollywood, basically like all of Hollywood.
And all of Hollywood, you're right. It's all
of Hollywood.
It's yeah. All of Hollywood.
God, all those hideous actresses yeah. And models.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Terrible.
Who would want to touch them?
Terrible.
Who's thinking about it right now?